take one.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. You're here with Kate and Carly.
Yes, and this is By Starlight.
This is our show, By Starlight.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford Tufts.
Freeform Radio. Sorry, my voice is a little grating tonight.
It's all right.
Springtime allergies.
Springtime allergies. It's happening to the best of us. The song you guys just heard is called Freak by Feeble Little Horse. And before that was Birthday Boy by Ween. And would you like to introduce our theme for the week?
I was struck by lightning of ideas. And I had the idea to do songs we know by heart. So basically just songs we knew all the words to. And I mean, really knowing it by heart too is when you can like sing the guitar lines, you know, when you can like, you can hum along too. But, I guess the criteria was knowing all the lyrics, but, yeah, so these are some of the ones that are closest to our hearts as well, I'd say,
aww,
you know, just songs we really
cute.
Love.
Yeah.
We have a good mix of genre, like happy, sad. None of mine are happy, unfortunately. Kate kind of tried to bring some.
I tried to bring some lightness and joy to the playlist this week. But those first two might be some of the
the
happiest that
ones,
you guys will hear, which is telling.
But
I chose those two songs. And also, I feel like they go well together, just like with the.
They do.
Whatever, like. Noise like effect. I don't know what that's called.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like whatever, like distortion they have on the guitar.
Yeah.
Using the same pedals.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. I don't know. But yeah, Birthday Boy. I just really love that song. I spent so much time listening to the live version because it's just like an acoustic version of that song, which you can imagine is very, very different from
the recorded one.
It's very sweet. It's very. Like heartfelt and cutesy, but this I like the take on this, and like Ween are known for like the weirdest songs you've ever heard.
So
I think like this, I think it's a really cool touch.
Absolutely,
I like the contrast. And then I love Girl with Fish. It's an incredible album. And I just know all the lyrics to that song, and it's so catchy just to sing along to. I picked that. I have more songs coming up that are more like closer to my heart. These are just some that like I listen to a lot and know all by heart. But coming up next
we have The Center of the World by Bright Eyes. This is one that I like realized I knew all the lyrics to, like just I listened to it in the car on the ride home a lot, on the, like a late ride home from work. And It's just really beautiful. I think Connor Oberst is like one of the most special lyricists, and this song is like I think one of like my favorite examples. It might be my favorite Bright Eyes song, which is sang a lot. It's very climactic. Lyrics are really, really sad though. So, you know, let's get into it.
Here's Center
of the World.
Center of the World. All right.
Clumsy form that Night has come to claim any us out, throw us down, shove us out. We get down so, so hard. But your vulgar display caught me off guard. Cold, cold boy with American heart, gonna run it and lock up the shots again. But Anne, don't you cry, 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 don't you cry. Well, my heart is not a wide open thing, I know. Probably not a lot to say, except to Meta and her five false friends. They go, they go. Tied, tied, tied to the tracks. Just remember the facts. Repeat until you're running aground again. But Anne, don't you cry, don't you cry.
Hey guys,
what's
back.
Up?
What's up, guys? That song was
"And Don't Cry" by Pavement. I love that song.
Beautiful, beautiful song.
Before that was
the Wednesday and MJ Lenderman cover of "Perfect" by the Smashing Pumpkins. And yeah, we already talked about the Bright Eyes song.
Yes.
So, yeah, do you want to start?
Sure. I love this song so much. Pavement doesn't get super sentimental, but yeah, I don't know. I think the second I heard the line "cold, cold boy with an American heart," I was like, I'm gonna know all the words to this song now. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I think. It's like I use this word a lot about music, but I think it's because it's what I tend to be drawn to. But it's very tender to me. And yeah, I don't know. I also love Stephen Malkmus's voice, like the like talkiness of it. But yeah, I don't know. The song has really stayed with me for probably many, many years. I don't know. Like, I just don't know when I started listening to it, but it's been a long time and I love it.
It's beautiful. And then the reason I chose the Wednesday song, I'd really say it's like more MJ Lenderman's voice on that song. But I think like one of the reasons I love it so much, well, also because of the history like between Carly and MJ. I think that's something that makes this song like I don't know, particularly painful to listen to. I don't know. Tender, bittersweet. But yeah, I think another thing I love about this song is just like the production as well. Like the guitar, it just sounds,
it's really cool.
Again, like kind of distorted, like it's kind of from a distance. That's kind of what it feels like. And I just think it's really beautiful. And Smashing Pumpkins are one of my other favorite artists, and it's drastically different than the original song. And I love that because I love Smashing Pumpkins. excuse you. So that's kind of all I have to say about that. But yeah, that was like one of my top songs from last year. Coming up next, we have an Elliott Smith song.
First Timer by Elliott Smith. To be honest, I didn't pick at random, but I picked one that I know all the words to, but like there's a lot. I think this is just one I don't think I've played on the radio before. I don't think we've played on the radio. And I think it's actually one of the reasons I picked it is because I do think it has some of the best lines, like one, like best like lyrics you can look at and be like, wow, that's really powerful. I think all of Elliott Smith's songs are really lyrically strong, but they don't pull out so well. Like they don't always, like you can't always pull one out and be like, that's a really good lyric. But I think this one has some of those ones. So here we go.
Let's take a listen.
I'm a first timer, wishing I was someone else. When I see you by yourself in a corridor, where you find yourself now blocked by the door you locked. You won't do what the doctor ordered. You won't see someone else. Come on back to me. Bright tomorrow, you say you feel hollow, and you know it's 'cause you are, well at least so far. Hesitation. I think of you too hard. Come on back to me, but don't make me sorry. I'm a first timer, wishing I'd been someone else. Seeing you by yourself. Seeing you by you.
don't give a damn. Can't you see I am a fortress? Open your mouth, what do you wanna say? I'll keep killing your soul with my coldness. The young spirits, they wither away. An old, old man is forever coward. We live in dangerous times, and this land is falling apart.
To care.
goodbye.
Hey guys.
Okay, hey guys. In the event of a car crash, 3 out of 4 kids are not as secure as they should be because their car seats are not used correctly. But the latch system makes it easier to get it right and to hold your kids tight. Anchor, tether, latch. Learn more at safercar.gov. Period. I don't know if that was needed for the URL, like the last period.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty
Thanks
important.
For that.
Thank you, welcome.
That was Don't Follow by Alice in Chains, Carly's Choice.
Yes, I love this song. I actually, not to get too deep, but for my religion, you have to like write a personal statement about your set of beliefs and like what you think about the world. And I wrote about how music, I think, was like a guiding kind of force for me in my life. And I wrote about this song, as like a significant moment of like kind of like spiritual, or not even spiritual, but just like recognizing like the beauty and like power of like life itself. So
that's incredible. Yeah. I never knew about this.
Really? Yeah. It was pretty cool. And then the, like one of the like people that were like instructing we had like a course to write this like personal statement, called a credo. One of the guys was like, actually, like 13 years ago, we did a cover of this song, like, and that being like when the year I was born, they did a cover of it.
That's
so they
incredible.
So they played the cover, like the recorded cover from like 2006 for my thing. Yeah,
that's so beautiful.
But I love this song. I know all the words. It's amazing. And Alice in Chains are an incredibly special artist to me. So yeah, it's an amazing song.
Yes. Yeah, hard to follow that.
I didn't even think I was gonna say that until I.
So, yeah, so before that song, you guys heard Vines by Cameron Winter. I feel like this artist gets a lot of hate these days.
Really? You do?
I honestly think so.
Because he gets, like, for being overhyped?
For being overhyped, genuinely. But I think if there's anything that's, like, a testament to how talented he is as an artist, it's this song particularly, and also just from the singles, like album, the two songs on there. Obviously, I love heavy metal, but I think there's just something so special about those two songs.
I completely agree.
So
actually,
like twinkly and like just,
well, it's like, he's very versatile.
Exactly.
And, like, these are really interesting.
And I think like I don't know. He's such a talented artist. Like I could rave about him for a while. But this song is incredibly beautiful, like lyrically, as well as like I think there's like violin in the background and piano.
I think there's like a string section.
I just think it's really, really beautiful compositionally as
well. It is. And his vocal tone on these slower songs is like, it's like kind of a revelation. And I'm sure we're going to hear some like people trying to do his thing in a couple years, like how you got like a lot of Eddie Vedder like copycats, but like it's truly like adds so much to all his music.
I agree.
How he delivers
them. Like maybe this is too much, but I do think that he is a generational talent.
I know.
I just don't think that we've heard or like seen an artist like him in a while.
Also just like getting rock, like indie rock back into like a mainstream space is important and
so
cool.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't care what anyone says. I do love Cameron Winter. I know that's not like a hot take or anything.
No,
it's
but
just
it's
like
just
a lot
like
of people will like clown on you for
being
for,
too into
for being
it.
Too into
like,
it. But I think you're fully justified if you are. And I obviously hate people who are super pretentious about music in any fashion.
But I would recommend Cameron Winter to anybody.
If there's
I think
anyone you could be super pretentious about, like I would think,
but
that
not like you can be pretentious about it, but it's also like I think I think he's an accessible artist. I think you recommend it to anybody. It's gonna be new to them, but I think it's likable and like interesting for everybody.
Totally. We'll stand on that. Coming up next, we have Carly's pick, but I also really love this song and I learned about it through Carly. It is called
Nighttime by Big Star. I've actually played it on the radio I think like last semester maybe, but I wanted to bring it back for this this playlist because it is a song I know by heart. It's another one I like to listen to while I walk home from work. The lyrics are really funny. Big Star is an incredible band who never really got to like establish themselves, but they're really amazing. And I think they do these like little ballads pretty well, like really well. And this song, it's kind of funny in a way, in like a dark way. And it's one that I think I will listen to on my late nights for the rest of my life. So here we go.
It's beautiful. Here we go.
Nighttime, I go out and see the people. Echoes cool, and hurrying on my way. And dressings are sweet, all the people to see. They're looking at me, all the people to see. And when I set my eyes on you, you look like a kitty. And when you're in the moon, oh, you look so pretty. Caught a glance in your eyes and fell through the skies. Glance in your eyes and fell through the skies.
Been 10 years, has it only been 2 years? 2 years feels like forever. dismiss you out of hand. You've got a beautiful face. It would take you places. You kept running. You've got money, you've got fame. Every morning I see a picture from the train. Now you're an actress. So says your resume. You may have caught you couldn't hide your way out of a paper bag. Talking to me now, little Miss Plucky. Pluck your eyebrows for the crowd, get on the airplane. You give me stomach pain, I wish that you were here. We would have had a lot to talk about. We had a deal then, we nearly signed it with a blood and understanding. I thought that you would keep your word, I'm disappointed. I'm aggravated, it's a fault I have, I know. Don't go my way, I have to blow up in the face of my rivals. I scream and run, I make quiet an arrival. The men are surprised by the language. They act so discreet, they are hypocrites, so fuck them too.
We're back.
Hi. That was Dress Up In You by Belle and Sebastian. And that is a song I've loved for probably about 5 years. Like, one of another one, like, Don't Follow, that I've known for so long. And I just know the words by the sheer, like, amount of time that I've been listening to it. But, yeah, I love it. There's some really funny lines. Like, I don't know. There's just so many little funny lines in there that make me laugh, but I think the sentiment of if I could have a second skin, I'd probably dress up in you is so relatable. My parents love this song, too, because I've been playing it for so long, but yeah, it's a great one. And before that, we had...
Los Angeles by Big Thief. That is, like, one of my favorite songs. I think it's... Like, it makes you feel so many things. Ugh, I think it's a good to describe it. Like, I don't know. It's super bittersweet. Like, I don't know. It's like describing this feeling of, like, longing and, like, I don't know, just like change in general. And I don't know. I listened to it a lot when it first came out. And I, like, me personally, like, I think this was like one of my favorite albums. Like, this, like, Double Infinity was one of my favorite albums of last year. And I'm also pretty sure that I played this song our first radio show back at school at the beginning of this year, so I thought it would be fun to do like a full circle moment. But yeah, I just really love that song, and I know all the lyrics, and I love Big Thief, and I and Adrian Lenker. We actually have an Adrian Lenker song coming up later. I couldn't resist. Yes. I couldn't help myself. After we finish talking, you guys will hear Chemistry by Kimya Dawson, which is my choice. I had a huge Kimya Dawson phase in high school. It was probably around the time that I watched Juno for the first time, like most people do. So yeah, this song is just super special to me because, like, again, it's just talking about, like, I don't know, like growing up and like, I don't know, like envisioning yourself like being old, and I don't know, it's just super, super sappy and sweet, and I love it a lot. I love how fast paced it is. I just love Kimya Dawson's voice. I think it's just is so incredibly like intimate and sweet. I just really love this song. So, and I have it all memorized. So
here we go.
Here's Chemistry. Alright guys, we have our last song of the night, Jonathan by Adrian Lenker and Buck Meek. This is like Carly and I's like shared song that we know. Yeah.
Kate added heart. It, but I said let's each do six and then this can be our shared one because I think I know it by heart too.
Yeah.
It's actually like I remember, I think it was even like September when we like first met, like you started singing this and I sang along and you were like, you know that song?
Yeah.
I do. Oh, like I have a memory of that moment happening. And yeah, like, I don't know, this has been like one of my favorite Adrian Linker songs since I've been a fan, and it's just maintained. Yeah. It's so, like, we keep saying sweet, but
that's like how all my favorite songs are.
I know,
are.
Because
I'm
it's
sorry.
Such a great feeling. It's such
yeah,
a good feeling.
Exactly. Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, our friend Carly, or sorry, our friend Lucy asked us, like, separately sort of the other day, if our music would sound like any artist, what would it be? And we both said Adrian Lenker, and I just think that's super cute.
I think so. It's
because it's so true, you know, like, I don't know. Carly and I have definitely bonded over Adrian Lenker.
For sure.
And she's totally one of my favorite artists of all time.
Yeah.
And I love to sing this song alone and, like, pretend that I can sing.
Yes, yes.
We're, like, almost done with our time here, but we'll play the song.
This has been Carly
and Kate.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford Tufts
Freeform Radio.
Hope everyone has a lovely night.
Here is Jonathan.
Here is Jonathan.
This is not the effect of a loss or a vex. This is you.